Well, today we are visiting with Sean Schulte. He is with the Iowa Geocachers organization. We're going to talk a little bit about their organization and some cleaning up they're going to do around these parts here coming up very soon as well. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful.
Well, good. Now, you live up in Carroll, and you have a lot of members all over the state of Iowa, I assume, right?
Yes, sir, we do. We have an active member base of, last count, if I remember, over 500 active members for iowageocachers.org.
Wow. Well, for those that don't know and aren't really familiar with this particular hobby, can you talk a little bit about what geocaching is?
Geocaching is a GPS-based scavenger hunt type game where people can go to geocaching.com and sign up for a free membership. And with their smartphone or a handheld GPS, they can start searching for hidden objects that are all over the state and all over the world. And it's a fun way for people to get outside and explore the outdoors and maybe find parts of your own backyard that you didn't know were there.
Well, discover a little bit about Iowa, too.
Exactly.
And it's, of course, not just Iowa. There are places all over the country where geocaching is taking place, and it's an opportunity for folks, as you said, to, I guess we complain a lot about technology, and it's keeping kids indoors and stuff instead of getting out and enjoying outdoors, but this is a way you can adapt technology into the outdoors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was one of the things that I liked most about it, because I like technology, and I like the fact that I can use some of the technology to actually get outdoors and enjoy myself. It's just an adventure.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what it is. It's an adventure. I know several folks who do these types of things. Some of them have done thousands and thousands of caches over the course of time and just have a good time just logging in and keeping track of their travels and things. And they tend to do this even when they go on traveling trips and stuff, vacations and things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the iowageocachers.org every year sponsors a competition with our members to go to certain places, one specific place in each county in Iowa, and find that location. And at the end of the promotion, usually about September, when you submit all of your qualifying finds, there are prizes available that the iowageocachers.org gives out to people who complete this. I finished that 2015. I visited all 99 counties in Iowa, and holy smokes, we have a beautiful state. If you haven't been to all 99 counties, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it is a great way to get out and see a lot of things that you may not have seen before. We don't see much on the interstate at 60, 70 miles an hour, do we?
No, we don't. Matter of fact, you drive past more than you realize.
That's very true. Sean, who geocaches anyway?
You know, it's a very wide range of people that are geocachers. There are kids that like to go geocaching. I know people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, a lot of retired people like to go geocaching. And it is just a, like I said, it's a lot of wide, there's a wide array of people of all fitness levels that go geocaching.
Yeah, really anyone can.
Yes, absolutely. There are geocaches for people who are handicapped in wheelchairs, and then there are geocaches out there for people who like to, like say, like rope climb, or you know, maybe if you want to climb a tree and find a geocache, you can do that as well.
Sure.
So all different types of geocaches out there for people of various abilities.
You bet. And all very active. And I see even local conservation groups, for example, Cass County Conservation Board here in our county usually sponsors at least one geocaching event during the course of the year just to give people an opportunity to try it, see if it's something they might be interested in.
Yes, yes. You know, and I'm glad you brought that up because part of what we're doing with Iowa Geocachers is we have adopted a section of highway over by Lake Anita State Park, and we're going to be hosting what geocachers call is a CITO event, C-I-T-O, which stands for Cash In and Trash Out. So we're just going to be picking up the highway there to try and help beautify the state.
Sure. Any significance to that particular section of highway?
Well, that for me, I chose that particular section because I worked the park there to actually last year to actually place their first geocaches in Lake Anita State Park. So I just kind of wanted to host that event to help clean up that area and maybe get more geocachers in the area to the park so they can enjoy the wonderful hidden gem we have right there in just south of Anita.
Yeah, absolutely. Another way to enjoy the park. There are many ways to do it, and this just gives folks another option.
Right.
Yeah. That section of Highway 148, correct?
Yes, sir. 148 from mile marker 62 to mile marker 61. We'll be picking up both the east and the west side.
Okay, and that's coming up soon.
Yes, May 11th, 9 a.m. is when we're going to kick off.
Okay, so you're just looking for folks who might want to help out. Whether they're geocachers or not, they may just want to see that area just look nice and clean for park visitors.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're open for anybody, geocacher or non-geocacher alike.
Okay, so they just should show up that day and help out?
Yes, we're going to be meeting right inside the park by the ranger's office. We're going to muster there, and then I will have some trash bags. I will have a couple orange vests. If you don't have an orange vest, I will have a couple extras. But the Iowa DOT requires anybody participating in this to have an orange vest and closed-toe shoes, at least if you're going to participate in this. Also, if you want to wear gloves, you can bring gloves or any type of grabbing tool. That would be, something you could supply on your own.
Sure. Otherwise, you're probably going to want to wear jeans or something, some kind of long pants. You never know what you might run into.
Yes, we're going to be picking up some ditches, so then you never know what you're going to find there, whether it could be just some weeds or some thorns or whatever somebody decided to throw out their window that they didn't want or fell off the back of their truck.
Yeah, so yeah, make sure you definitely dress for the weather and, of course, dress for the particular activity that you'll be doing there as well. Sean, if folks want to find out more about geocaching, if they're kind of interested in maybe finding out more what that's all about, how would they do that?
I would recommend two different places, geocaching.com or iowageocachers.org. We also have Geocachers of Iowa Facebook page. That's a very valuable resource. I can't think of anything else right off the top of my head as far as where else to go.
Yeah, but they can try those locations. Oh, sure. Of course.
Yeah.
Because a lot of folks do spend a lot of time chronicling their adventures.
Yes, they do. There's very avid, what they call vloggers on YouTube that just take video of their adventures and post it out there for people to enjoy.
You bet. And I know that a lot of folks can actually log all of their adventures, all their trips and their caches and things like that, too. Can they do that through your website?
They can do that through geocaching.com.
Okay.
Iowageocachers.org would be a great place to find out about other events that we are hosting throughout the state, both in this area or maybe on the east side of the state. We have geocachers from across the state.
Sure. And we should just let you know, too, if you're not familiar with geocaching specifically and you're thinking, well, you're talking about finding things, what are we finding? Well, these are things that are planted in different places. They might have different meanings and things, but let's be honest, we're not going to get rich.
No. You're not gonna seek your fortune being a geocacher. Usually, what is found is a small container of some sort, maybe like a Tupperware container, and then you have a paper log in it for you to sign your name to. Maybe some what we call swag, which is just tradable items that you can take for your pleasure. Usually, it's like a Mardi Gras beads or some McDonald's toys or, just some other novelty items that you can take.
Sure.
Usually the kids like that kind of stuff.
Oh, sure.
But but they can, the size of the container can be anything from like the size of a pill bottle, you know, a Tupperware container, maybe an ammo can. I've actually seen a few of them that you could actually walk into.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, and it's interesting to do those things. And in some cases, there are some communities I know that participate in this, and they like to put some you know, different informational pieces or something that's germane to that area in there, too, as a remembrance.
That is a very good way to find out more about your community, because lots of geocachers do place geocaches in areas that are significant to them for one reason or another. You know, cemeteries are a good place to find them because, you know, people like to memorialize their either their family members that have fallen, or maybe there's a veterans memorial nearby. They can put one there. There's a lot of hidden history that geocaching covers that you can find that you didn't even know was there.
Absolutely. Well, you can enjoy that hobby and also help to clean up the Lake Anita's area as well, too, along Highway 148. Just stop on by Lake Anita State Park. Again, that's on May 11th at about 9 a.m., correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just stop there just inside the park. They'll get together, and if you want to help out, it shouldn't take too long. If you get enough hands there, it'll go pretty quick, right?
Yes, sir, it will. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to We're shooting for 2 hours, but if we can get it done in less than that, by all means, I'll be willing to cut it short.
Sure. And if folks would like to find out a little bit more information, too, you'd probably be happy to share with them a little bit that day.
Yes, I'd be more than happy to share that. As a matter of fact, we're going to have some new geocaches that are going to be coming out in the park after the event. So if you're never geocached before, we'd be more than happy to show you, teach you how to do it.
Very good. Sean Schulte, thank you so much with Iowa Geocachers. Hope you have a great event, and thanks for help cleaning up the area. We sure appreciate that.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, for your time.